comes to stay. Maybe you found yourself in this song already. Maybe where you found yourself wasn't last week or last month. But maybe you found yourself as sinful and as lame and as sick and as impoverished. If you were here earlier in the week, you could say just as Gomer was. Just as much in need. But then Jesus came. Then Jesus came. But haven't you found that since he came, you want him to come again.
Amen.
You want him to come more. Save me better. Make me surer. Lead me where the fire refines. Jesus, you want to come tonight to me. I want you to come tonight to me. Maybe you're unclean. Maybe you're lame. Maybe you're blind. Maybe you're in whatever we sang in the song already. But so men today still find their Savior able. They could not conquer passion, self, and sin. And maybe you have a battle, and maybe many here have a battle, but Jesus is able. And he's able to save to the uttermost. He's able to cleanse from all unrighteousness. He's able to set the captives free completely, entirely, not somewhat, a little bit. But Jesus wants to set you free from yourself. You understand what I mean by that? From whatever it is, the moods, that's my temper, that's what I was born with, that's my nature. He wants to set you free from yourself, and he wants to come, and he wants to displace you and fill the life with glory, with himself, with his presence, with just more of Jesus. And I got to make more room. Jesus, I have to go. You have to come. I need more of your saving fullness to see. But I'm thankful that Jesus is here tonight for everyone, every one of us. And if you're the exception to the rule, like you're here and you don't need Jesus because you got all you need and you're completely whatever you think you are, well, then pray for somebody else or just believe the Lord for the rest of us. Because we, many of us here tonight, need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need him desperately. We want him. And I'm thankful that when we desire him, he never, never disappoints us. Never, never. But he likes to be welcomed. He likes to be wanted. He likes us to invite him to come to us. You find that a number of places in the Bible, but just on the road to Emmaus. You find the disciples, they were walking with, they didn't know it was Jesus. After a while, they figured it out who he was. But they said, we just feel so compelled. We don't want this man to go any further. He would have gone farther. He would have passed them right by. He would have gone right by where they lived and continued. And they never would have had their eyes open and never would have heard what they heard that night. But they constrained him. Jesus, abide with us. Don't go anywhere. We don't want you to leave. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. And you know, his ear is open. It lists to the faintest cry. He hears your heart. He hears your desire. He knows your need. And he wants to come. He wants to come. He is coming. Oh, thank God. So open your heart just to receive him throughout this meeting. I don't know what the Lord wants to do. I don't know what the Lord's going to do. But I do know he's going to do something. Because there are too many people in this meeting that want Jesus for him to pass us by. There's too many people that want him and are constraining him to come to us, Lord. We need you. And he's coming, and he's here, and he walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, and he walks right past where you are. Don't let him pass you by. Jesus, have mercy on me. Leave him alone. Shh. And Bartimaeus cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. You're not getting past me, Jesus. No, no. I need you. I need you. I want you, and I'm thankful that as we open our hearts and desire him, he comes. Before we sing that last verse, we want to pray for the rest of camp. As we've done in, I guess, almost every meeting, if not everyone, it's our responsibility and our privilege, Brother Peter said to us this morning, and we pray for you. I am sure he does. And I'm sure they down there in the village remember us here in Watch Rock, and Lord, we remember them. We remember their meeting tonight, their time together, looking to you. Come to the village. Come to the Natick and Onantum groups. Come to them, Jesus. Dear Lord, these boys desperately need you. Maybe they realize it, maybe they don't, but they need you, Jesus. And we pray for them. We ask you to pour out your Spirit upon them and to visit them. And come to them tonight. Come to the cottage tonight, Lord. We thank you for what we heard from them throughout this day, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing for them. But Lord, come anew and afresh and meet them. Dear Lord, we thank you for it. And every one of us who are here in this meeting, Lord, now have your way with us, Lord. Have your way. Use whoever you desire. Minister, admonish, exhort. Lord, we pray that we might just have our hearts open for your visitation and the moving of your Spirit among us. Have your way, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen. At last stanza, let us sing. So men today have found the Savior, hear my humble cry. It's number 230. Number 230.
Oh, Jesus, that you will keep that good thing that you have wrought, Lord. Keep me by the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are able, you are able, my God. You are strong, you are mighty. Hallelujah.
Got in with God in a secret place.
There in the Spirit, beholding His face.
If you'd like, as we sing, 116. Would you in His kingdom find a place of consecration?